Now let's get to a subject that everybody's talking about. The other day we were in Tombstone, Arizona. Judy and I took one of our famous 24-hour vacations. On our way to California, we decided we'd take a little sojourn down to Tombstone, and there we watched the reenactment of the Wyatt Earp fight in OK Corral. Very, very interesting. Had a fun time. That was really neat. But while I was standing in line, I heard some people talking about the situation for May the 21st today, and that there would not be any more world after today. Well, I think it's a pretty serious subject, so we got a hold of Dr. John Whitcomb. You know that voice. You've heard him right here on Prophecy Today many times explain wonderfully from the Word of God truths that help us to understand some of the activities unfolding. And I thought John would be very, very good to be able to discuss this with. John, thank you so very much for being available today.
It's a privilege, Jimmy, to share in this wonderful ministry God has given to you at this time.
Thank you, sir. John, I have in my hand a copy of the USA Today, dated Wednesday, May the 18th, 2011. Right here in big red headlines, it says, Judgment Day, May 21st, 2011. Well, as of now, this broadcast is on the air on May the 21st, 2011, and we're still hanging in there. This is Harold Camping's approach to warning the world of what is, or he thought, was going to happen. First of all, let me just, and I have no intent here of trying to destroy Harold Camping. That is not my intent at all. I think the man was misguided in his even study of Scripture, if he really was studying the Scripture and making these particular statements. But it is important for every member of the body of Christ to understand the end time scenario, John, is it not, so that they don't get waylaid or deceived by some headline like this and some point from a man who may not have really studied the Scriptures properly.
Right. God knows that one of the most important ways people can discredit the Bible is to misinterpret it and to make predictions, set dates that obviously are not going to happen, and then people all over the world will say, see, we told you the Bible is not trustworthy or dependent. In fact, I've just been told that American atheists around the country have announced that they are planning a rapture parties in Oakland, Houston, Fort Lauderdale, etc., to celebrate the fact that the Bible is wrong. And you can see right there the dangerous things that happen when we deliberately, intentionally distort what God really said.
Well, the book of Revelation really lays out for me. All the Bible, of course, has prophetic passages that deal with the end times. But I love the book of Revelation as it lays out a scenario for the end times, the rapture in chapter 4, then the 7 years of tribulation in the next 16 chapters, the return of Christ in chapter 19, the millennial kingdom in chapter 20, and then eternity future, new heavens, new earth, and new Jerusalem. So at least 1,007 years seem to be in play before we come to the end times. Would you agree with that?
Right. In fact, Jesus emphasized something special about himself in this matter of predicting the future. He said in Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, S-O-N, Jesus, but the Father alone. Look how Jesus puts himself above all humans, above all angels, and he knows something that only the Father knows, namely that he doesn't himself know at the time of his writing the day of his coming. That was in the days of his flesh, Jimmy, of course. Now, after his resurrection, his glory has been restored, and he knows the date of his coming, but he wants us to hold it as being imminent any day, any hour, to motivate us to be on the alert, to put him first in our plans and priorities in our ministry, so that we won't expect to be able to do things on our timetable, on our schedule, but for his glory.
You know, as I study and teach the book of Revelation, I understand that there are three or four different approaches to interpreting the book of Revelation, allegorically, with a preterist approach, historically. But I take the literal approach of interpreting the book of Revelation, and that's what we should do when we approach all the Bible. Is that not right, John?
Absolutely. In fact, otherwise there's no way of knowing anything that God said, and that is one of the warnings we find in the last letters that Paul ever wrote. He said, in the latter times, perilous times shall come. Men will be lovers of themselves, heaping to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and turn from truth to fables. And one of the fables we're facing right now is that you can predict the day, the hour of his coming, when Jesus said, you can't do that. You cannot do that. He said in Matthew 24:44, the reason you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. And so I say, Lord, I want to be ready when you come. I want this promise, this hope, this expectation to motivate my day-by-day thinking and talking and my work for you.
Would you suggest that it would be key and very important now for all Christian believers, because of this statement that was made by Harold Camping, it not being fulfilled, the end of the world did not come, would you think it would be important for us to exhort all Christians to study the prophetic scenario found in God's Word and understand what really is going to happen in the end times?
Absolutely. Now, way back in Deuteronomy 29:29, you remember what God said to Moses, the secret things, like when he's coming, are for the Lord, but the things he has revealed are for us and our children forever. And it goes on to talk about things that have been revealed by God of what's going to happen at the second coming. Israel will be restored as a nation, a theocracy under God. Elijah will come and announce the second coming of Jesus, which will be, of course, 7 years after the church is gone. These wonderful things that God has entrusted to us through these prophets are revealed things, not secret things. And I say thank you, Lord, for all the things you've told us in the 66 books of the only Bible, the only book you've ever written.
I'll praise the Lord for that statement. Dr. John Wickham, you can understand why I tried to find him so he could make comments on this day, this day that we were supposed to have an end of the world. John, I appreciate it so very much. By the way, on our 24/7, 365 days a year radio station and internet radio outlet, Prophecy Today Radio, we're going to be carrying some of the messages of Dr. John Wickham. You do not want to miss them. When you know they're on the air, you better be listening very, very closely. He'll bring scripture to the table to help us understand the times in which we're living. Also, we're going to have some of his books available in the very near future on our website. John, thank you so very much, my friend. We appreciate it. God bless you, dear brother, and thanks for helping us out on this issue.
Thank you, Jimmy. God be with you and all those who are waiting his appearance, which could be, yes, this very moment, as we wait for his appearing.